A very good punt. Going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Herblin makes a couple Mavericks miss. Now trying to get open to the outside. Is going to be dragged down, though, at the 38-yard line. And that tackle made by number 33, Jake Edmonston of the Mesa State Mavericks.
Nice job by Jeb Herblin. Jed Herblin there making a couple of moves to make the first couple Mavericks missed. Had certainly had an explosive look to it. Definitely going to have to watch out for that guy as the game progresses forward on special teams and not try to give up a big play.
And excuse me, I said that was Jake Edmonston, number 33. That was actually 31, Trevor DeBraga, the sophomore defensive back with the tackle there, getting him some playing time in this game on special teams as well. A penalty flag is down. They're going to be moving this one back, and I believe it is holding on the Eagles on the return. So let's move them back another 10 yards. And they'll take over at the 20-yard line.
Well, that would explain why Herblin had so much space to work with.
So penalties really hurting the Eagles right now early on. But Mesa State really has to take advantage of those penalties. Have not been doing a good job of keeping the Eagles down once they get them down.
Right. The only penalty that they've been able to take advantage, the only penalty they've been able to take advantage of so far was the penalty in the red zone earlier on that moved them a little closer to the line. Mavericks were able to get the touchdown after that, but thus far not able to take advantage of some of the other more costly penalties.
So now from the 20-yard line, a little bit of confusion from the Eagles as they're trying to figure out what exactly the play call is that they want. And now with two running backs in the backfield behind them, McLean sets up under center.
Mavs look like they're bringing more pressure this time.
Into motion goes the tight end. And this one's going to be flipped out. Going to the far side is Morris. And he is wrapped up by Dominic Lewis in the backfield. That's a loss of 5 for the Shadron State Eagles.
And what a tackle by Dom there. That was an excellent job coming off of the edge, diagnosing the play from the beginning. He was not fooled and got out to the edge, shut that down on the backfield. Great play by Mesa State line. I've actually been waiting for the Mesa State defensive ends to make their presence felt in this game. They've got a really big task ahead today. The tackles for Shadron State are pretty big, but so far they've done a pretty good job.
Another flag, though, on the Mesa State Mavericks. Takes that away as an encroachment penalty once again. And that will give it 1st and 5 for the Shadron State Eagles now instead of the 2nd and 15.
That's unfortunate. I think that was a big play for the Mesa State's defensive momentum. Let's see how they respond here.
So now, once again, two tailbacks in the backfield for McLean. As he is under center, two wide receivers spread out here to the near sideline. McLean takes a snap and hands this one off again to Morris. And once again, the defensive line for Mesa breaking through and making the tackle in the backfield. And that looks like it's going to be a loss of about a yard.
That was an excellent tackle by cornerback Woody Blevins coming off the edge on a blitz there and making the tackle in the backfield. Great job by the senior, 5'11", 210 pounds. Great play.
And I talked to the co-defensive coordinators and Darren Rubidoux and Bill Stafford of Mesa State, and they said they're going to try and do that a little bit, adding more people onto the defensive line so far today to try and shake up this Shadron State offense. And now a pass intended for Nathan Ross, that little screen pass that they tried earlier in the game that got him that 15-yard gain. This time, McLean overthrows Nathan Ross, and they're going to have a 3rd and 7 now.
And boy, was that fortunate for Mesa State, because as you were just mentioning, right as that play began, Mesa State had stacked up the line, only had 3 defensive backs, and brought a huge blitz, and the screen play was the absolute perfect call for that play. Had that been completed, that could have gone for 6. That was a very fortunate break for the Mesa State defense there.
So McLean from the shotgun this time, 3 wide receivers set, 2 spread to the near side, 1 to the far side. Takes the snap. This one's going to go out to the far side. A little short pass completed to his fullback, Alex Rodriguez. And that is, I believe, a 1st down for the Shadron State Eagles. And that is going to be from the 32-yard line now. So just enough to move the chains for Shadron.
Just barely enough, just by an inch. Another tackle there by Trent DeBraga. Good tackle to try and save the 1st down. Unfortunately, just came up a bit short.
And once again, penalties killing the Mavericks on defense. Just those small ones. Not like they're making the big mistakes, but those small mistakes that give up those 1 or 2 yard extra for the gains.
Dom Lewis is on the near side now.
Under center is McLean. Fakes the handoff to Morris. And this one's going to be overthrown. Once again, looking for Jeremy Sondrup, but just over his receiver. And the ball rolls harmlessly into Mesa State territory, and it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Eagles.
Unfortunate there that McLean overthrew him. Unfortunate for the Eagles, that is, that McLean overthrew him as Sundrop was running wide open across the middle of the field once again.
So that'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the 32-yard line of the Eagles. Mesa State's defense looking for the stop here, trying to get their defense, offense the ball back before the first quarter winds down. 2 minutes left here. Bringing four people onto the defensive line are the Mavericks, and under center is McLean. Takes this snap, hands this one off to Morris. Morris tries cutting it back up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up by the defensive line for no gain. And Mesa State forced a 3rd down and 10. And so far, the Eagles are 4 of 4 on 3rd down attempts.
Yeah, they're doing well today moving the chains, even on the longer 3rd down attempts. They've done so well. I think this is going to be the biggest play for the Mesa State defense in the first half to get them shut down right here and force a punt.
Players trying to rile up the Mesa State sideline as well as the cheerleading squad over there.
Stands beginning to fill up on the Mesa State side now too, slowly but surely. That's what I like to see.
From the shotgun is McLean. Three wide receivers branched out here to the near sideline. McLean, hard snap count, trying to draw the Mesa State Mavericks offsides. Changes the play up a little bit to try and figure out who was blitzing and who wasn't. Now it's drop back. Flush from the pocket, looking to go to a wide open receiver, and has Nathan Ross taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Mesa State. And once again, John McLean showing wisdom beyond his years with that play, as he kept, once again, a lot like what I talked about with Mike Mankoff earlier in the game, keeping his eyes downfield once he got flushed out of the pocket.
That was a great job by the young redshirt freshman McLean from the Shadron State Eagles, as you said before. Wise beyond his years, rolling out right there and forcing the Mesa State secondary to pause for just a second, thinking he might run the ball, allowing for the number two receiver to come open.
Now triplets off here to the near sideline for Shadron State as McLean once again under center. And there's a pitch out coming to the near side as Morris. Morris just about breaks through the Mesa State defense. The last people to catch up to him there were Trent DeBraga as well as Josh Andrews, the middle linebacker, and they kept Morris from breaking out as they were the last line of defense from a touchdown for the Eagles.